Coast Radio News for Friday, July 9th, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is seeking applications for two volunteer positions for their Salmon and Trout Enhancement Program Advisory Committee. Applicants should have experience working with volunteers, community service organizations, or involvement in natural resources or angling education. Additional experience or knowledge of STEP activities in the area is also helpful. The Mid-Coast representative will reside within the territory of Western Lane County, including Mapleton, Alsea, and coastal communities from Lincoln City to Florence. STEP was created by the Oregon Legislature in 1981 to include community participation in the restoration of native salmon, steelhead, and trout stocks. According to past STEP president Ron Caputo, there are many qualified individuals locally.
We actually have a very good club here in Florence, one of the best on the coast. We have over 100 members, and we're very active in the programs, and we support ODF&W any way they need help. We're here for them.
Volunteers would represent the Southern Willamette Valley and Central Oregon coast. Interested individuals should apply by August 15th. Application materials are available at oregon.gov. Cases of the coronavirus continue their downward trend across the state. The Oregon Health Authority's weekly report shows a 13% decline in cases over the previous week, and hospitalizations have decreased by 40%. One of the categories that did not decline was the number of deaths associated with the virus. 7 more people died last week than the previous week, and there are still as many as 22 active outbreaks among senior living communities and congregate living settings. Lane County still has 13 individuals in the hospital, with 4 in ICU and 2 on a ventilator. There are no numbers on Florence area residents hospitalized in Eugene hospitals, and there are no new COVID-19 cases listed for the 97439 zip code. The list of nominees for First Citizen Award have been released. The 4 individuals include a wide swath of individuals instrumental in the lives of many in the community. Lori Gates, Jody O'Mara, Steve Olnick, and Bob Teeter are the selectees for the awards. The winner will be announced at the annual awards ceremony and dinner later this month at Three Rivers Casino. The 94-year-old Olnick is an active member of the Florence Kiwanis and is known for his work with the Kiwanis Flag Program and still participates in the placing and retrieving of the flags on the holidays. Gates has been working with local community organizations for years in Florence, including Siusla Outreach Services, Rotary, and Interact. O'Mara has been an active member of several boards over the past several years and has worked with the Rotary Club Literacy Projects and currently serves as a superintendent of Mapleton Schools. Teeter is a co-founder of the local mobile crisis response team and is the director of Siusla Outreach Services, as well as offering his time and talent to the Siusla football team. He is also a high school teacher and a current member of the West Lane Emergency Operations Group. Governor Kate Brown will announce today the winner of the $1 million prize for those who have been vaccinated. The Take Your Shot campaign winner will be identified this afternoon on a live YouTube broadcast at 1:30. If you think it might be you, don't. The winner will be on hand for the announcement and has likely already been notified based on information released by the governor's office. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, July 9th, 2021.